We were actually delighted yesterday with the turnout in Letterkenny. Now, bearing in mind that there were two other locations within the country, and this was just for the Northwest region, and we were more than happy. It was great to get the support, both from the other teacher unions as well. We had the president of FORSA there, Anne McGee. We had councillors there. We had parents spoke up. What can I say? I personally was delighted with it, and I could feel and hear from each of the speakers that they genuinely were behind us on this. We've stood back for too many years, in fairness, hoping that this would sort out without the industrial action. But if need be, what we want, and we know we have the backing of the teaching unions and the parents, everything we would like, when you hear of talks coming in, when the departments realise that we actually mean business this time, we're hoping that the Department of Education will come up trumps and just say, wait a minute, folks, this is unfair. These people have stood by for so long. Maybe it's time we did sort and help them out once and for all. We would like that would happen before anything would have to take place.
And while this is very much a national, countrywide issue, the protest did take place outside Minister Joe McHugh's office, the Education Minister. You're the local representative. He's also from Donegal. Are you hoping that he will finally maybe do something about it?
Yeah, well, like that, being a true bred Donegal person myself, how proud is anybody, regardless of whatever politics you're in, we all think that it's good to have a minister in our county. The fact that Joe himself, was a teacher himself, Joe knows and in respect to him is well aware of the situation and the importance of the role the school secretary plays in all schools across the country. And in fairness to him, over the years, I've been personally contacting him, as with other politicians, and he has always been supportive. That said, time for nice, kind words and words of support. Action needs to be taken now. As I've said before, I'm at the stage now where I'm nearing retirement age. This is not going to benefit me much at this stage of my life. But for a younger member coming into this job, it's a precarious setup. No sick leave, no maternity leave, no pension entitlement. How would it entice any younger person coming in to do the job that is so vital to the running of the schools?